How can you use your mind to increase the size of your penis? Well, believe it or not, there is a way. All you need for this very simple technique of penis enlargement is a very firm and strong mental power. To continue, we bring you more guidance on how to control the sexual energy and achieve a state of perfect continence with variety of different control techniques for men. The theme of today's meditation will be on the state of pure love manifested at the level of Anahata Chakra. Tiger Lily will be your host for today's session. Use your mental power to enhance your penis size. Part 1. So far, we have presented various ways to enlarge your penis, which involve more or less complicated procedures, and consequently, they are more or less accessible to most men. In the following, we will discuss a method that does not require a special diet or medicine or special devices. This method is accessible to all men, and still, it is not for any man. The ingredients you need to have results are a powerful desire of attaining your dream, a firm belief in your undertaking, perseverance, and a strong and focused mind. Consequently, we address those who admit that the force of the mind has a miraculous influence on the human life and implicitly on the human body. In order to get excellent results by using your own mental power, you need to free your mind from prejudice and not to allow doubts to stop you. The main problem with practicing this technique is the fact that many men think they are confident when in fact they are consumed by doubts deeply rooted in their subconscious. Consequently, we will discuss a method based on bioenergy and on the extraordinary power of the mind. There is nothing new here. Dr. Simonton, an American radiotherapist and expert in cancer, has studied and treated people in various stages of cancer and has obtained exceptional results, supplying his patients with two weapons: the resources of controlled imagination and the conscious use of psychosomatic processes. We will also use these weapons, but change the target for our objective: penis enlargement. The following method is based on several observations. It has been proved that psychic traumas rooted in childhood may delay the physical, emotional, or psychic development of the human being. Human cells are capable of multiplication, and this may be performed in all cases, for the development of a fetus or for the proliferation of cancer, as a negative example. The brain is a powerful organ because all bodily functions are generated here. The activity of the heart, the circulation of the blood, and hormonal secretion, etc. Any person may order his or her brain through their thinking, because the brain is an instrument used in their development as human beings. This way of acting is called mental programming. A person may program his or her brain to act on their cells. Sometimes even to correct an apparently irremediable physical handicap caused by an exterior traumatic factor. The method itself. In order to apply the mental programming method, you must act as follows. Before beginning, take a piece of paper and divide it in two with a line. On the left side, draw a silhouette representing yourself with an erection. Draw your penis proportionally with the real size it actually has. It is not necessary for the drawing to be professional, but it is important its size is correlated with the size of your body. Draw the same silhouette on the right side of the paper, but make the size of the penis as you would like it to be. This part represents your goal. However, keep your expectations realistic. If your penis is small in erection, do not draw it on the right side as an immense sexual organ, because you will make your mind face an impossible task. Visualize your penis as 2 or 3 centimeters bigger than it really is. Don't imagine it 3 or 4 times bigger than it actually is. Use your mental power to enhance your penis, part 2. Another effective variant for visualizing your penis enlarged is to take a nude photo of yourself. It is recommended that the picture includes more than just the genital area. Transfer the picture to a computer and process it until your penis gets the size you want it to be. Then, print the paper, because this is the support you will be working with. Once the drawing of the picture is finished, stare at it intensely, willing it to become reality. Visualize this daily for 20 to 30 minutes, and then place the picture or drawing somewhere at hand and do not think about it anymore. This drawing or this picture is meant to provide your subconscious with a clear and precise objective. Drawings, images, and graphic representations generally enter rapidly, effortlessly, and deeply into the subconscious. Visualizing this image and picturing yourself as you want to be is a method of ordering the latent subconscious forces to become active. Besides this visualization, which should last for 3 months, you also need to do the following for 20 to 30 minutes per day. Sit comfortably with your spine straight. This is a very important aspect, as the subtle energies circulate along the spine and a wrong posture blocks the circulation. Place your soles on the ground. Close your eyes, relax your mind, and keep your mind clear of any thoughts for several minutes. Then hold your penis in your right hand and begin to massage it from base to top. When the right hand reaches the top, the left hand begins the same move at the base and so on. These movements are slow, like a gentle touch. Try to perceive how a subtle energy fluid comes out of your hands and acts on your penis. If you can't perceive this fluid from the very beginning, imagine that you feel it. During these movements, keep in mind one thing, the image of your penis growing. Try to have a very clear image, as if you were watching a movie. Do not get discouraged if you have difficulties in the beginning. Persevere, and in time you will succeed. Do your best and impose the image of your organ on your mind as you want it to be. This thought must not be a simple desire, but more like an order. Your subconscious is your servant, and its power is your power, its duty to serve us, and it will, if we persevere in asking it to do so. At the end of 3 weeks, take another piece of paper and perform the following test. Divide the paper in two. To the left, the silhouette with the penis as you have it at the moment. To the right, as you want it to be. Take the first paper and compare them, particularly the left side of the paper. If, in the most recent drawing, your penis is larger than in the first, your subconscious has assimilated the instructions you've given it. It is scientifically proven fact that the brain needs at least 3 weeks to perfectly integrate new information. You need to understand that even though your sexual organ may not become larger in only 3 weeks, as this interval is too short for the action of the molecules to become significant. However, if your subconscious has assimilated the orders you have given it, the desired result won't be far behind. If, on the contrary, you notice that there is absolutely no difference between the two drawings, or, for instance, that the second representation of your penis is smaller than the first, it means that this method does not work for you and that you should look for a more mechanical approach. If you belong to the first case of the two discussed above, it is only a matter of time and perseverance until you will get to enjoy the results of your efforts. Remember that in any procedure of penis enlargement, the enemy is to masturbate and ejaculate, as this will turn your attention away from your goal and it will dissipate the mind. This is the only method for penis enlargement that can be practiced even when the penis is in erection. So you need to be careful, control your pleasure and avoid ejaculating. Keep in mind the idea that through this procedure you do not desire erotic pleasure but penis enlargement. If you will regularly practice this exercise without losing heart, you will definitely reach your goal. It is difficult to predict the interval required for the appearance of the desired results, because this depends directly on your capacity to concentrate. Nonetheless, the results will appear within 3 months to 1 year, if you respect all the given instructions. We wish you good luck.
Sexual energy control techniques for men. Sexual continence involves total awareness and control of the sexual functions during lovemaking. This implies a total experience of fusion, with the possibility for both lovers to have many orgasms. This kind of lovemaking doesn't end with ejaculation in a man's case, or with an explosive discharge of the erotic sexual fluids in a woman's case. This technique is also known as coitus reservatus, refraining from ejaculation, or koresha. The lovers exchange sexual energies, but totally refrain from having orgasms with the discharge of the sexual energy. The man only has an orgasm with ejaculation when both lovers want to have a baby. This kind of sexual fusion was named by Dr. Stockham coitus reservatus, or sublimed coitus. Koresha recommends taking breaks or totally stopping all movements during the moments of intense erotic pleasure. During these breaks, the erectile penis should remain immobile in the woman's vagina while the lovers are enjoying the mutual transfer of erotic energies. Dr. Stockham stated that this technique brings youth and prolongation of the lifespan. Also, the vitality is increased. For women, the control of the sexual energy is often spontaneous, and therefore a minimum training period is required. For men, controlling the sexual energy and stopping the ejaculation for long periods of weeks, months, or years implies a gradual and perseverant training. Note: by retaining the sexual fluids and stopping discharge, it doesn't lead to the impossibility of procreation. When a couple wants to have a baby, the man can have an orgasm with ejaculation. The researchers prove that the case of couples who've practiced sexual continence, the babies are more healthy and vigorous. So, what is happening with the sperm of a man that practices sexual continence? This is one of the most frequently asked questions by men when they hear about sexual continence for the first time. Far from being harmful, seminal retention leads to biological transmutation of the sperm and makes sublimation of a huge resulted energy to superior levels of the human being possible. This happens if the retention is accompanied by techniques such as yoga exercises or even intense intellectual efforts which raise the energy to superior chakras. Therefore, the energy is not stuck, which can lead to somatic disturbances, but the sperm is instead transformed or transmutated. The beneficial effects that accompany the practicing of sexual continence are felt differently according to the power center or chakra that is awakened and harmonized through the sublimation of the sexual energy. Sexual energy control techniques for men. 1. Ashwini Mudra. 2. The intermittent urination. 3. Slow penetration. Usually, men tend to cling uselessly to the feeble pleasure that they feel during an orgasm with ejaculation. Even if they understood intellectually the necessity of sexual continence, they prefer to follow their instinctual habits instead of transcending this animalistic sexuality. This is caused by laziness or simply by a lack of spiritual motivation. To justify in any way his inferior tendencies, he tries to find various external pretexts, when in fact the reason is simply the animalistic tendencies in the subconscious. For this reason, a hard training and an adequate inner discipline is necessary for those that are still confronted with inferior tendencies. Yoga practice offers the necessary and sufficient conditions to successfully practice sexual continence. Ashvini Mudra. One of the most efficient methods to avoid discharge of the sexual potential is to practice Ashvini Mudra for long periods of time. Ashvini Mudra means the strong contraction of the anus muscles for as long as possible. This technique, which is extremely simple, can be easily done in the dead times during the day, for example during bus or car journeys. Though it seems to be something extremely simple, Ashvini Mudra has amazing effects in obtaining a very good control of the sexual energy if this technique is sufficiently practiced. Intermittent urination. This process implies successfully contracting and relaxing the urinary sphincters during urination. This process allows one to control the sexual mechanisms and to be conscious of some processes which occur during discharge. It also helps to anticipate and therefore avoid the climax, to experiment with the orgasm without wasting the sexual energy. The slow penetration. To obtain perfect sexual continence, you have to start the intercourse with a transfigurated vision of the erotic attraction between a man and a woman, and to be able to keep this transfiguration during lovemaking. Both lovers have to understand that the sexual attraction has its roots in the primordial attraction between the masculine principle and the feminine principle. These two principles govern the entire creation. That is why lovemaking with sexual continence is a spiritual path through which the lovers can immerse themselves in the primordial love that springs from the fusion between the masculine and feminine principle. Thus, lovemaking with sexual continence is a way of rediscovering unity. Practical advices from Tantra Magazine. Do not rush. Take sufficient time and a lot of patience and love. Learn to penetrate your lover very slowly and to be aware of the states of pleasure that occur. If you feel that the excitation increases very much, slowly withdraw the penis so only 1 to 2 centimeters of it remain in the vagina. Stay motionless in this position. In the case that you feel the ejaculation coming, quickly withdraw the penis with a sudden move. Inhale deeply, hold your breath, contract the pelvic muscles, the anal sphincter muscles and the PC muscles. Simultaneously focus your mind on retaining the sperm. Imagine your sperm retention. Imagine an inner alchemic force transforms your sperm into energy. This will help you to avoid ejaculation. Then focus your mind in order to sublimate the enormous energy that is contained in the sperm. Sublimate it into psychic, mental and spiritual energies by letting the energy of love suffuse over you. After this short break that can last between 10 and 50 seconds or depending on necessity, you can gradually and cautiously resume the penetration movements. If you feel that the excitation is still very intense, you can do the above mentioned many times. The method is also valid for your lover. It has an increased efficiency if both of you practice it simultaneously, even in the case that one of you hasn't reached the pre-orgasmic state. Attention! In the beginning, you have to prove a huge will and tenacity. In the beginning, it is better to practice the above-mentioned technique before the pre-orgasmic point rather than after. Then, there will be a better chance of successfully stopping the ejaculation process. Let us perform a meditation with the following theme, pure love at the level of Anahata Chakra. In order to help our concentration and to create a better resonance with the aspect we are meditating upon, we shall use a musical support. Sit down on a chair with your spine straight or assume a meditation pose such as Sukhasana, Vajrasana or Padmasana. For those of you who are still unfamiliar with these positions, you can learn about them on www.shivashakti.com. Make sure your spine, neck and head are straight and in a vertical position. Relax your entire body. Empty your mind and acquire a strong inner focus. Do not allow anything to disturb your concentration at this point. Start breathing deeply and rhythmically. With each inhalation, imagine that you are bringing peace and harmony into your being. Also, with each exhalation, imagine that you are eliminating all tension, stress, and anything else that might disturb your meditation. Now we are ready to begin. It is time to focus our mind and meditate upon the state of pure love at the level of Anahata Chakra. Thank you.
Thank you.
That's all we have time for today. I'm Tiger Lily, wishing you love and light.